Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I am your host, Adri P, and it's 2023. What is up? I know it's been a hot minute since I was on here, and if you are not following me on any of my social platforms, you may not know why I haven't been creating any podcast episodes. Leading up to December, I was very sick. We all know I was super sick, and I was sick for a really long time, and it started to play a really big toll on my mental health, and I was trying really hard to just keep pushing through and kind of just ignore it, I guess, and we all know ignoring it does not work, and it doesn't fix anything. It just makes everything worse, and I just got really sad, like really sad, and I was like, I need to take a break. I'm going to take all of December to just like recharge, reset, not even think about creating content, not even try to come up with a plan for the new year. Just literally take a break and just be present and exist without all of these other things that I'm trying to do. And honestly, I really needed the break. I really think it was a good idea for me. And part of me was like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go back to creating anything because like it was so nice to like not be creating something. But truly, this is something that I want to be doing. I want to, as I've mentioned before, as it feels so like cringy coming out of my own mouth, but like I want to be a creator. I want to be like an influencer, I guess. I got air quotes. You can't see it though because it's a podcast. But I want to influence people in a positive way. And I want to help them and add to their life in a positive way rather than a negative way. And I think this is how I want to be doing it. With all of that being said, some housekeeping things. A month ago, I was super excited to be offering subscription-based content. I am not going to be doing that anymore solely because I don't want to put the pressure back on myself to be creating solely for the sake of creating and pumping out content and just going. I want to be creating when something is on my heart. And I think keeping it to once a week episodes instead of if you subscribe, you get like an extra episode a week, once a week episodes. So then that way I am truly giving you good, juicy content that you all deserve without like paying for it essentially. And also without the pressure that I put on myself because I'd be doing that to myself. Maybe later on down the road, once like things change, things are always changing and growing and whatever. Maybe later on down the road, I will bring something like that back. But as of right now, you just get your free Wednesday episodes and that's a vibe. I mean, who doesn't love free stuff? So, and also less like homework, I guess, for me to do. Another thing, my merch is live. So I created a link tree. So, everything that you need about me is all in one spot. My merch is on there. All of my links to all my other things, my podcast, yada, yada, yada. You can find that link in the bio of my TikTok profile and also my Instagram profile. Those are really the only two places that it's on because those are the only two social platforms that I'm super active on. But yeah, go check out the merch. I got a hoodie and she slays. Like it is the perfect, like it's not too thick. It's not too thin. I think it's the perfect hoodie, the perfect material. And I really like it. And also I went with the white one. You can get a hoodie in white, black, or brown. And I went with a white one because I really wanted a new white hoodie. And surprisingly, after like, I've probably washed it for like 10 washes now. After that many washes, it's still white. Like I was kind of shocked because I've gotten white hoodies in the past and like I wash it once and then it's like dim and it's not super bright white anymore like when you first buy it. But this one, she's still kicking. She's still like looking like brand new. So go check out the merch. Buy one if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine. Maybe share it with other people or like send it to someone, whatever you feel like doing. Another thing that I don't really talk about on here, and I'm just bringing it up because I feel like I have to get you all up to speed with everything that's going on, especially after taking a month off. But one of my things that I really want to focus on is my photography because I've realized how like important, I guess that's not the word that I want to use. It's very special. Photography is like you are capturing a moment for someone before like that moment slips away and you can never recreate a moment happens exactly how it is and no matter how much you try to recreate that and bring that exact moment back to life, it's never going to be exactly the same as that true, authentic, candid moment in the moment, I guess. Jeez, how many times did I say moment? Count. And that's how much money I owe you. Just kidding. But regardless, photography is really where I want to put my efforts in, because just as much as I want to positively impact and like influence people on social media and through my podcast, I can positively impact people through photography. And I love being the person to capture those special moments for people and really like also not even just special moments, but bring people's confidence up and like really just be like, bro, you are beautiful. You are a beautiful human being. Like, look at this. Look at this photo. You slay. You're killing it. So that is also another thing that I'm, I guess, like really focusing on. Now, with all that being said, you're probably like, okay, Adri, so this episode must be about New Year's resolutions. No, I am not making a single New Year's resolution this year, and I will tell you why. I am not creating any New Year's resolutions this year because of the type of person I am. If I put something on my to-do list, I will obsess over it until I like generate a lack of motivation to do it. And I'm like, I'm not seeing any results. So when I think of New Year's resolutions, they must be big, right? Because you have a whole year to work on them. You have a whole year to bring that to fruition. And I'm going to be completely obsessed over it for about 2 weeks. And then after this 2 weeks, and I'm not seeing any results because I've forgotten how big the goal is, I'm going to not be motivated anymore. And I'm not going to be interested in pursuing that goal anymore. Instead, I want to create new habits. And I know you're like, Adri, aren't those the same fucking thing? Okay, they could be, but like a habit is built with consistency. And the only similarity between like a New Year's resolution and creating a habit is that it's something that's going to change. It's something you want to change. There's something about your life that you're like, this needs to change. And when I tell myself, because I am my own person and I'm very weird in particular about things. When I tell myself I'm creating a habit, I know that a habit is built on consistency and longevity and gradually changing. I am not expecting to see change immediately because I'm like, a habit like takes time. Like, you have to create it within yourself and it has to become concrete. And concrete things take time. I had just gotten a new planner because it's the new year, and January 2023 didn't exist in my old planner. And when I was going through my old planner to make sure there wasn't anything like confident information or I don't know, anything like if I throw it away that someone could be like, oh my God, I'm going to go steal this person's identity. Anyways, got a new planner and I was going through my old one and I saw on like one of the first pages, and it was like a goal tracker or like habits I want to create for the new year. And I wrote like 6 things in there. I wrote that I wanted to keep good grades, nothing below a B. I wanted to read at least 6 books during the year. I wanted to work out at least twice a week. And workout was like, actually, it said like be active because anyways, that's a whole another story for a different day. And I think the other one was like, I wanted to cook at home more. And once I found this, I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I didn't even remember writing any of this down, but I did. And I've literally accomplished almost all of these. And I did keep all my grades above a B. And I've read 5.5 books over the past year. I was active at least twice a week. And I put the word active because that could be me teaching dance. That's being active, working out. That's me taking the dog for a walk. Like, being active, not so much focused on working out, like going to the gym and like lifting weights and trying to get super strong, but just being active and not being so dormant and just sitting on the couch and doing nothing. And I have started cooking at home more. And I actually have developed a really big love for cooking, which is like, it's really fun and it's really exciting. And once I saw this and I like realized that I've actually like completed a lot of these things that I wanted to complete like in the whole year, like habits I wanted to create, I was like, oh my God, I could totally do this again. 2023, like habits I want to create. And I guess if I really had to narrow it down to one goal, if someone like was like, listen, you need to give me your one goal for 2023. And if you don't, then I am going to punch you in the face. I would be like, okay, my one goal is to create. I want to keep creating because I am an artist. I am a creative individual. And if I'm not creating, then I'm not fulfilling my own cup. And honestly, the habits that I want to create for this year are habits that I've been trying to create for like the latter end of 2022, like the last couple six months of 2022. I really wanted to slow down. I wanted to be present. I really wanted to get back into like my spirituality work. Like I really enjoy tarot cards and like being like in touch with my intuition and things like that. I really want to journal more. I want to be like a little like person who does yoga like at least twice a week. Like I really want to be taking care of my whole self, my physical health, my emotional health, my mental health, and like be learning as much as possible. And I want to read more. And I just really, really, really want to feel the best that I've ever felt, because I haven't felt good in a really long time. And I think with keeping this like idea of slowing down at like the forefront, that will really help me to also be creating more. Like the things that I'm creating are so like, they have to be fast. Like TikToks, they're 15 seconds and you got to get that out and you got to stay with the trends and you have to be on top of everything and you got to like be creating nonstop. And podcast episodes, I have to create them. I was trying to create them twice a week and now I'm back down to once a week, but it's just everything's so fast. Like there's so much quickness to it. And I really want to go back to creating videos where like I videoed my entire year and did like a year recap video, or I want to video like the first 6 months and then create like a recap video of the first 6 months. I want things to take time because great things happen when things take time. When there is time and effort and hours put into something, it creates a longer lasting effect than something that took me 5 minutes to create. And I'm not saying like all the stuff that I'm putting out there on my like social platforms, like my Instagram reels, my TikToks are just like not doing anything for anyone, but I really want to put my heart and soul into things. And I can still do that if it's a 5 second video, but I want to do something big and I want it to be meaningful. And I guess the only other habit that I'm trying to create within myself, which is something that I've been trying to create for, this is a long one. This one I've been trying to do this shit for like 2-3 years now, is saying no. Like putting the habit, like the way that I think of it is putting myself first instead of always putting myself last. I don't ever voice how I feel about things, because I've learned that it's easier for me to exist and for people around me to be happy if I just don't say things. If I don't say how I'm feeling, if I don't say what I want, it's easier for people to like me because I'm just easygoing and it's really easy to get along with me. And damn, I didn't think I was gonna, why is that making me cry? And I think that's like the biggest thing that I want to change about my life. And it's not that I want to change it and not be there for other people, because I'm always going to be the person that's the first person there for other people. I just want to be there for myself more than I have ever been. I deserve to take up space and I deserve to have opinions. And I think what I'm really trying to like rewire, I guess, within myself is that my opinions, whether they're differing from other people or they're the same, like they're my opinions and it's how I feel and it's valid. Like I can bring it up, I can talk about it, I can do whatever, and like I'm not being like a burden or difficult or things like that. I'm just being human. Like we all deserve to be able to voice our opinions and like feel some type of way about something. And yeah, I really need to work on that. I deserve to take up as much space as possible in this place. And I think this is like something that I needed to hear, and also like other people can hear, is things are going to get done. they may not get done like as fast as you wanted them or as quick or as exactly how you pictured it to come out, but they will always get done no matter what. And I think that's something that I want to remind myself going into like all of these big ideas that I have. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to make this. I want to make that. And I want to do this. Like all of these things in my mind is like, wow, like we're generating so many things because I've literally forced myself to like shut off my creative side, not really like my creative side, just like ideas and things like that for the whole month of December. I was just like, just be dormant and just be present in life. And now I have all these big ideas and reminding myself that things are going to get done and it may not turn out the exact way that you pictured it. It may not happen in the exact timeline that you thought, but things will get done. And with all of that being said, that is the end of our first episode in 2023. And if you haven't noticed yet, I finally upgraded the podcast cover for this podcast. Oh my gosh, that girl needed a revamp so hard, and she cute or whatever. So make sure you look at it. Let me know what you think because I think it's cute as hell. Also, I am still taking write-in submissions. Write-in submissions are never going to go away. Please write in to me. Tell me something. Ask me a question. I don't know. You got a joke or you have something serious to talk about. Like nothing is off the table. I want to really get that in your brains. Nothing is off the table. Literally, if you just email me and you're like, hey, hi, I really like your podcast. Cool. Sweet. I love that. Thank you so much. As always, instructions on how to send a write-in submission are included in the show notes of this episode. So just check that out. And if you've made it this far in the episode, I appreciate the heck out of you. If you are a new listener and this episode is the one that you decided to check out to come hang out with us, I hope you liked it and I hope you enjoyed your time here. And I hope you maybe want to come back next week and the week after that and the week after that. If you are a returning listener, I cannot even express how grateful I am for you and how much you mean to me. I wish I could give you all like a real life in-person hug and just like a giant squeeze. None of this would be possible without any of you. So I appreciate it so much. Sending you a virtual hug. And with all of that, as always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will see you all next week. I'm sending you all so much love. Later.